Good evening, everyone. Panic, panic. Here we are late because something happened. Last night I was in here sitting where we do radio, and I was doing a wonderful meditation, a Dwal Kul meditation. And the whole the equipment fell off the top of the shelf, and a whole bunch of CDs, which I've never filed, they're just sitting there in piles, all fell on the floor, and it was 2:30 in the morning. But somewhere along the way, that left a glitch in our system, and so I do apologize for us being late. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. Radiance by Design is a call-in show all about you. And we want you to call in tonight and talk about your life. What we've been talking about lately on this show is projections. And that's, well, where do they come from? And how do you recognize projections? I laughed my head off when I started reading this wonderful book, A Matter of Mind, An Explorer's Guide to the Labyrinth of the Mind, channeled by Master Dwal Kul, who, as most of you know, or many of you know, came through Alice Bailey and many others, and does really wonderful teachings as a disembodied Tibetan master. Anyway, I was reading the beginning of it, which was outrageously wonderful for me, because like a lot of you, I've studied for many, many years. And what he said was, we are all projecting all of the time. And that's why I keep doing these shows on projections, because when we want to evolve, when we want to step off the, what would we say, the mass thought process, the collective, the sea of reactions that most of us live in without even being cognizant of it, you know, we're not even aware that we're living in reaction, reaction, and more reaction. And many of us are wanting to get to that kernel of beginning deep inside, where we're living beyond reaction, we're living in the truth of self, in the absolute wonder of who we are as a multidimensional, infinitely creative being. And Dwal Kul is just one of many teachers, but he has got some wonderful ways of teaching, so I'm focusing on projections from how he talks about it, and I'm also encouraging your calls so that we can help you and me figure out what are we projecting, where does it come from, and how do we change that so we can get right into the center of our being and access, as many would say, accessing source. I feel differently. I feel like that we have an infinitely possible reality deep down inside, but sometimes we have to get beyond, we have to conquer so many of the influences that we run through our minds as if they're owned. Our minds are not our own half the time. Our brains are programmed by so many thoughts and feelings and intentions that come from not only ourselves, but that huge pulsing body called the collective. For many years, I've been fascinated by the collective. You and I know we can breathe it in, we think it, and we think we're very original. You've probably heard this line, too, is that an original thought or a very, very creative thought, an inventive thought or whatever, comes up in many minds around the planet at the same time. And I often think of the collective as being kind of a stew pot of consciousness, and some of the innovative changes are like little bubbles as it rises to a certain heat. But I guess it was Aravinda. I was listening to some of his stuff in the night, too. Obviously, I didn't sleep a lot last night. And he was talking about how the collective has its own message, its own dharma, its own direction that it takes you in, and that we want to be in harmony with that, nowhere. We wouldn't have chosen to be born in this particular time on the planet, but we also want to be attuned to who we really are, because I believe that that's where possibility takes on a capital P, an infinite possibility is at your beck and call. Well, maybe that's a bit glib. Infinite possibility is a reality when we can move out of all of these impacts of past thoughts and feelings, of what created and driven marketed thoughts and feelings, and so on. So that's what I want to talk about tonight. What are you thinking and feeling when you arrive somewhere new? What's happening with you when you take on a new project? Do you arrive places and become afraid because of how people are going to think of you? That's projections right there, because you don't have a clue, and I don't have a clue. So we learn to go into new situations and really go back inside and feel, think, and comprehend what it is we're projecting at any given time, because our own projections reach out and magnetize other matching projections, and we end up in this, I think of it as a jail of projections coming to and fro and being accrued through thousands of lifetimes. So that not only are you projecting, but they're not even really your own by choice. They're just stuff that's been logged in your computer for all these thousands of years. And it's not so impossible to release some of it. And that's what we're talking about. I love it when you call in to Radiance by Design. And I'm also going to do our healing, our sacred geometric healing meditation. And I hope you'll join me for this. It's a wonderful, my guide taught it to me, and it's a wonderful healing meditation. When you learn and talk about projections, getting out of projections, getting into infinite possibility and so on, when we learn to create and construct energy flows with a special energizing pattern like pyramids, those things were set up for to enhance energy flows to help people transcend and transform, weren't they? We can do, maybe we're not going to transform like the pharaohs did quite yet, but when we can set up energy shapes and styles to absolutely energize who we are and help with our transformation, lo and behold, it does a lot of healing for ourselves and other people. And I've been told by many, including myself, that these geometric meditations work really well. I did some work with my ex-sister-in-law who lives in England. She had some surgery where she had her hips replaced. Oh, my goodness, it was excruciating healing that she went through. But I would work with her in the Galactic Healing Center, because I love that term. And I would work with her, and then we would email the next couple of days, and she would go from a state of being frantically in pain into able to sleep at night and so on. So it's just a good proof situation that when we do this kind of work, it doesn't have to be sacred geometric structures, but boy, they really work well. So let's do one together, because talking about the collective, I always say this on Radiance by Design, talking about the collective, you and I and all of you listeners out there are creating a wonderful vibrational community. And that's a community of more conscious thought and feeling, and a community in which we purvey energies in such a way as to lift one another. So we're having a consciously radiant collective. And maybe it's tiny we compared to the bigger collective, but golly, it makes a difference, doesn't it? We can send waves of thought and feeling out into the collective and really support one another. So join me in this meditation. I can feel some of you be right there. Couple of deep breaths. The gear shifters. And in the favor of moving the collective energy through our body, let's draw in a spiraling golden light from the great central sun and have it move in through the tops of our head and swirling and spiraling. Go right down through the tops of your head, through your throat, through your chest, through your arms. Spin all the way through to your torso, excuse me, the pelvic area, down through your legs and into your feet and right into the core of the earth. And have it pop back up and shoot through your feet, through your legs, right up through your pelvic area, solar plexus, chest. And it whirls down your arms, back up your arms into the shoulders, and it whirls and spins and spirals through your neck and through your head, and then shoots up through the top of your head. The reason I wanted to do that is talking about the collective like we do. There are a lot of ways in which you can purify external impacts enough, even for a few minutes, to give yourself that sense of the freshness of the unbearable lightness of being is a nice phrase, isn't it? That's pretty familiar for a lot of us. But just really that sense of meanness that is what we want to radiate out into the world. Now, above your head, about 2 miles, call up a golden ball, a radiant, shining golden ball. Below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. Drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through the spine into the lower golden ball. Yeah, you can feel it, can't you? Kind of a buzz. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist, drop a four-sided golden pyramid. Why we choose gold is a very high frequency color. And then it's also purifying. And then upside down, with its point meeting the lower golden ball, another pyramid. So now you've got a four-sided one pointing up and a four-sided one pointing down, and together they make an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. Now inside of that, create a crystal ball, the outside edges of which touch the inside edges of your octahedron. Check out the colors in that crystal ball. It's beautiful. And you can feel that feminine energy inside of it as you create for yourself a star tetrahedron, which is a three-sided Star of David. Mm-hmm. And you're in it. Now I want you to spin and spin and spin. Remember, the cord that you're spinning around is a filament of gold light. And as you spin, look at this magical screen in front of you. We're going to place little movies of what it is you really want to create in your world. And the first one is who you want to be. Who do you want to be? I want to be consciously multidimensional, coming from the heart, but consciously multidimensional. I have a lot more, but that's the one I like to put up on my first image. What about you? Let's wrap that in light as we move to the second screen. And in there, I'd like you to place a project that you're doing, whether it's I'm doing some television shows, so that's what I'm putting up there. And Bob's got his inventions. What do you have that you're creating? It can be a home, a family, a project. It can be a movie. It can be a book. It can be a class. It can be an outfit. Doesn't matter. Put it there and see the resources coming together to meet your needs and help you develop your project. And then fast forward the movie and see yourself enjoying the project successfully. Big grin on your face. A really good feeling. And whilst you're doing that, realize that all the resources that are needed to keep your project going come to you easily and effortlessly. You attract them in. Good. And now wrap that in light. And now let's call up the Galactic Healing Center. And the Galactic Healing Center is a place where we see a fresh healing table and your own personal healing team that circles the table. And the first person that lies on this healing table is you. So pop yourself onto the table and then have the team work on you. Now, if you've got an issue, you tell the team what it is you'd like to do. But a lot of us could just lie down and they'll tell us what's really helpful for us right now. Yeah. Mine is telling me right away to relax. Just relax. Yeah. Yeah. And then watch what they do for you. And ask for any advice they have for you. Mm-hmm. And you're doing a lot of energy all along my body, and on the extremities. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Sometimes they pinpoint areas in your body and your mind that need a special work. Good. Now wrap that in light. And remember, this is magic, so the team can replicate itself. So we have a fresh table, and the team is fresh and standing around the table. And who would you like to bring in? I'm bringing in somebody with a mental health issue today. She's an older woman, and she's had some really difficult experiences in life. But right now, she's acting out of a very difficult brain imbalance. And I'm asking the team to work with her and explain anything we can learn from this. Good work. It's interesting. I see them go right into the center of her brain and shift some of the lobes around. Mm-hmm. Brain chemistry is so interesting these days. Okay. And to soothe her broken heart and her abused childhood. This is an interesting thing, isn't it? You really go through a lot of changes when you go through healing it. Soothing her down. What's happening in your chamber? And now we'll wrap her in light, wrap that whole scenario in light now so they continue that for the highest good of all concerned. And now who do you bring in this time? You either bring somebody in by choice or you let someone come in who just shows up. Okay. So now I have another older person, a man. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because he has a lot of aches and pains and a lot of infirmities. But once again, they seem to be specializing in brain today because they're showing that his brain pattern, talk about the computer, right, the projections and all that, his brain patterning has recorded some very deep, deep pains. Mm-hmm. And as we work with his aches and pains and so on in his body, guidance is looking at his brain pattern and undoing some of the locks that are there. Mm-hmm. Because they're saying that there's no need, just because a person is aging, there's no need for them to remain fixed in levels of pain that it can be dealt with. There we go. I feel terrific energy here. What do you feel? Oh, and now somebody I almost forgot about, somebody I'm very fond of, named Lisa. We're bringing Lisa in. Lisa's had a lot of chronic illnesses, so I said I'm going to bring her into the structure on the show tonight. Very good. We're bringing her in and asking for guidance. Okay. And they're showing several things. One is where it's recorded in her brain stem, in fact, and it's also recorded in the occiput and in the two sections, two lobes of the brain near the near the occiput. And we're going to build, okay, so they're building light through her brain. Light is the most amazing thing, isn't it? Have her brain patterns to be healed and lightened up. When I say healed, it's actually just changed, isn't it, to give them more flexibility and more possibility. And then we're running energy through her entire body. Ooh. Mm-hmm. They're running their etheric hands just above her body, full length, and just below her body, full length. Yeah. And she actually is here for a very strong purpose in this life, and they're saying she's rejected a lot of her purpose many times over, but she's gained a great deal of wisdom in the many years of pain that she's had. All right, we'll wrap her in light and have that process continue. Now let's take a look at a political situation. We keep hearing that there's pending wars. I'll just say pending wars. I don't want to get into a whole political discussion here. I don't actually follow the news all the time. I pick Bob's brain for it. But I do know, I've had several people say that in other parts of the world, everybody's talking about how America is declaring war on Iran and that it's happening. I think it's German news and Austrian news and who knows what news. And we don't really hear that here quite yet. So let's take, let's bring that scenario in. I'm particularly peace-oriented, so I'd like to bring that scenario in and just see the beings and the economic gains that are made in the and the contracts that are going out to create that environment. And this asks for really high frequency energy of a kind of a salmon pink, and have it come in through the top of your head, come out through your body and your hands, and let's send that energy out to the beings that are in power regarding potential wars or actual wars that are going on, and see if we can't rise in consciousness beyond that need, and to send that light to all the beings, to the White House, to the beings all around the world who are a part of the network that creates the situation for war. Some of it is just economic power, some of it is financial power. Well, I guess that's economic, but I was thinking of oil and money and dominance of people. And I want to see all these beings sort of wake up. Our whole process these days is about waking up. So just absolutely take that wonderful pink light and send it to anywhere in the world that you are thinking about that has difficulties going on. Where people are starving, where people are sick, where people are being done because they have some kind of power that the powers that be want. Domination, that's what we're thinking of. Sending wherever there's certain kinds of domination that really keep certain people slow and enslaved, and absolutely swathe the world in this wonderful, healing, harmonious color. And have it run round and round and round the world, hitting the major hot spots and then flowing back to us. Flowing it back inside yourself, filling yourself with harmony, and shoot that light out through the top of your head and back up into the great central sun. All right, now I'd like you to close off the Galactic Healing Center. Well, it was a great place to go today. There's a lot of action there. And let's jump into our spinning star tetrahedron. That's it. Spin and spin and spin for a few minutes. And now pop into this room, if you will. I was thinking earlier, I wanted to do some basics here because we've been talking about projections a lot. And we've been talking about, I'll give the numbers first. We've been talking about healing and we've been talking about this and that. But I thought maybe it was time to talk about what on earth we are trying to do here on this show. And there's a really nice thumbnail in this book about what healing really is, what is the mind, and the four bodies. And I'll read you about that in just take a minute. In the meantime, you can call in if you like, 888-815-9756. There's four numbers here, which means we can get all kinds of lines filled. 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4522, and I'm hoping to hear from you. But I wanted to mention this tonight, that we're talking a lot about creating our reality. We're talking a lot about karma these days, which means that we've created a whole pattern of reactions because of other lives that we've had and other experiences and so on. So it makes thinking about creating our reality and manifesting instantaneously and on the spot, that's been a bit perplexing because a lot of us have been doing the exercises, but some of it doesn't manifest instantly. So I think it's really relevant. I guess a lot of us already knew this, that if you don't deal with the subconscious emotional doodah, and if you don't deal with your soul's journey and so on, you can actually be bypassed when it comes to just manifesting magically. Oh, goody. I'll let you talk before I talk about the four bodies. All right. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. How you doing?
I'm good. Are you tired of hearing from me?
Not at all. I'm delighted, darling.
Darling?
What's on your mind tonight, Aaliyah?
Well, I'm really tired because I did a meditation using Plutonic Solids last night, and it kept me up all night. I did an octahedron over my body as I was doing a acceleration chamber. Probably not the best meditation to choose when you go to sleep.
Where do you get the information? Is it what you're channeling? Are you learning this?
No, although that kind of information does come to me. I've been following a book called the Palladian Workbook. Workbook.
Barbara Han Clow?
No, by Amora Kwan Yin.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm writing this down.
Yeah. Amorah Kwan Yin, Quanyin.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's got plenty of work pieces in there, including a lot of ways to get rid of contracts and belief systems and things like that, which I've been working through since I talked to you last.
Oh, good.
So I did this little meditation last night. And this is the main part of this book is the Ka activation, which there's 13 Ka channels.
Mm-hmm.
And
Ka is the Egyptian soul name, isn't it?
Correct. And they have to do with the energetic channels in the body. When you activate the Ka channels, you open it up to the ascension process, basically.
Right.
Interestingly enough, what I channeled about the numbers, because it's 13 channels, I channeled some information about correlation between the tarot cards, the numbers in the tarot cards and the Ka activation channels and their meanings. Very, very eerie. The synergy between those numbers and the meanings of those tarot cards. So last night I put this little chamber over myself, which is supposed to accelerate the process because they've done
Is it etheric or did you actually have one?
I was imagining one, and I started with a pyramid because I was listening to David Wilcox, thing. I think it's David. His name is David. Who's supposed to be the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce.
I like his
listening.
Stuff.
Yeah, he has some really great stuff on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like sort of inculcated with all this pyramid stuff last night because he's had a lot on the Egyptians. And so I'm like, okay, I'll start with a pyramid. That sounds like a great shape. So I put this pyramid over me. I'm like, what am I doing? Why don't I just put a pyramid below me too and do like an octahedron? So I did that. And, I did all the clearing and, inviting only the highest, energy and, beings and stuff like that to be there. And oh my gosh, what they were doing to me last night.
Really?
Okay, I could feel like energy in different parts of my body. Like, I'm like, ooh, that was interesting. And what did you do to my teeth? And I didn't sleep. It was
a hard time in the old town tonight. Well, this is very exciting, actually.
Well, and then I got into this whole intellectual thing halfway through it where I had, I'm laying flat on the bed and my body was really at the, I was thinking, usually when you do this kind of thing and you're putting yourself in a octahedron, the point of the pyramid, the top pyramid is above your head and the point of the bottom pyramid is below your feet, right?
Right. Fine.
Well, then I'm looking at this thing on the side in my head, like the thing's laying on its side. Well, that doesn't seem right because we're so focused on above and below. So then I said, well, how about if I turn that octahedron so I'm like really at the axis of those two, where those two meet, the bottoms of those two pyramids meet. So I don't know if it made any difference, but I know I was getting a lot of stuff last night.
But you were pretty wired. So we're not recommending that this is a lullaby for people at home.
No.
Because they're all energizing tools, really, aren't they?
No. That is, that particular, you know, and it's an acceleration chamber. It's kind of like, you know, I mean, she doesn't give a visual for this chamber. She says they existed in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And the people would actually be in these chambers as a way of, you know, communication or acceleration or, you know, change their, you know, structure. Or
but it's whatever. Really interesting because a lot of us have that in the etheric. We have it in our soul journey to know that, right?
Well, all the information is already within us.
Yes.
And that's
well, especially
that's right.
If you've had lives in that and so on, yes.
Well, I find, and that's interesting because I think what you resonate with is what you already know. So, you know, when you resonate with a piece of information, you've had a life with that information.
Or a bunch of
so,
them. Anyway,
yeah.
I can't talk much longer because I would like some other callers and I want to finish.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a blast talking to you.
It's always interesting talking to you because you really are a wonderful explorer.
Well, thank you.
You're empowering, darling.
Darling.
So what's really interesting, well, I just want to say this before you hang up, is we're talking about projections, but here is like a conscious, what you're talking about is conscious projections sending out shapes and energy flows that really do enhance your real self and your ascension process. It's wonderful. So
well, and I
that.
Think it's a matter of choosing. You know, like, for instance, the clearing process is important first to understand where your projection, your unconscious projections are,
mm-hmm.
and how they, you know, have maybe served you in the past but no longer serve you, and allow yourself to drop those. But then once you go through that, then the next thing is, like, how do you choose your projections? And these things are extremely powerful when you have cleared all the fear-based stuff. You're not all
but
of
that's
it,
the
of
name
course.
Of the game. That's actually what we're talking about, too, is getting in mm-hmm. touch with the stuff that's impeding us and keeping us running on the little hamster wheel. And, you know,
yeah.
the clearing helps us get off that. And you're saying, okay, once you clear, then amp it up, which I agree with totally.
Yeah, and the visualization process is what's interesting about what was happening last night is it has been so easy for me to walk into these simple exercises that are just really, you know, sort of mind stuff. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm imagining this. I'm like, well, okay. But it is incredibly powerful.
But isn't
if
it
you
so
let
that you really need to throw in the deeper feeling of it as well? You can't just sort of like superficially mentally do it.
Well, that's it. I mean, all the affirmations never made sense to me until I was able to clear first. Because it is feeling, as in my book, it says, it is the emotion that's the catalyst to make things real.
Right.
Without the emotion, but if you're not choosing your emotion, you're choosing a catalyst that can equally make things real, such as depression or fear. It makes the things you don't want to happen real. But when you get past all of that and you can choose the catalyst that makes things real that you want, which means that you've cleared the other stuff.
I think
so
there's a lot to be said about all of that too, isn't there? Like to make just
oh, it's
be,
incredible.
But anyway, I better say goodbye to you, but I'll just add this other thing and you can hear it from the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your call, Ali. You've given us a
yeah.
lot to think about.
Thank you for having the show.
Oh, my pleasure. It's fun. And anyway, I think one of the hardest things in the whole world, ladies and gentlemen, is to stay in touch with, for example, in a very simplistic way, is learn to see and know what you're thinking, what your thoughts are. People talk about that and bandy that around, but that isn't a piece of cake. That isn't always the easiest thing in the world. And choosing your emotion isn't always easy either. In both those cases, it requires an awakening to the fact that you can objectify them or look at them or do something about them. And I think that's a huge learning curve for a lot of people. Well, maybe not for people listening to Radiance by Design, but I suspect. And I also want to talk about when you, Aliyah mentioned it, I was starting to talk about the four bodies, as Dwal Kool writes about it, the four bodies and the mind. We're talking about manifesting and changing our lives and so on. And the thing about the mind is it's all over the place. It isn't just in your brain. And that we have different bodies. And if you can bring your manifestation, if you can bring your visualization into awareness in within each of these bodies with as many of the senses involved as possible, you manifest more easily. And, of course, as Aliyah mentioned, some of the traps are in the old feelings that are kind of lingering or sticking to things from way back when. It can hold feelings back, or you can think you're releasing and you haven't cleared enough, and so you're being held down by some old attachments. Anyway, the bodies, I'll just talk about the bodies because I wanted to give a thumbnail, basic constructional doodah here. The physical body is the seat of the organs of perception. The seat of the organs of perception, that's kind of a fancy way, that you experience through the five senses. The emotional body presents a wide range of the feeling spectrum that so permeates the life of the human being. The mental body is the source of cognition, conceptualization, analysis, interpretation, discernment, and judgment, to name just a few. And the spiritual body is an emanation from the source of all being. I love this line. Your spiritual body is an oceanic flow of pure consciousness that contains the field of infinite possibilities. I love that. And then he says here, let's see. The four bodies provide a complicated array of awareness factors. Collectively, altogether, they present a spectrum of awareness possibilities so vast that the average person can scarcely be said to do more than scratch the surface on this massive, expansive terrain called the mind. And I really like that line because when we're wanting to manifest, when we're wanting to be as powerful and as loaded with possibility as we know humanity can be, we really should have a little appreciation and a little bit of reverence for how many complex levels of thought and feeling and reaction make up what we are. And I think the way he said that they present collectively or altogether these bodies present a spectrum of awareness possibilities so vast, that's the upside. But underneath it, there are all these intricate, I guess, thoughts and feelings and reactive things that can hold you away from it. But just knowing this, like knowing your thoughts, seeing your feelings, choosing what you want to think and what you want to feel, or recognizing, oh, here's a thought, which is actually a projection, is a great way to neutralize it. So instead of it driving your life to keep creating a way of being over and over again, you release it and you begin to create thoughts from a deep level and from a deep feeling level. Does that make sense? So call in and talk about what you're doing with all that. Let's see now. Activities that engage the mental body work really well for manifesting. But what he says is you have to include the emotional body, and Aliyah said it as well. If you don't feel the work that you're doing, if you don't feel the images and plans that you're trying to make, if you just make them as thoughts, they don't really work. But the other thing that I like talking about is that if you've been, for example, had Egyptian lives in some sort of healing capacity, or Pleiadian lives, or Arcturian lives, or all of these different things, and you've had a lot to do with healing or transcending or the ascension process, which to me is a process of raising your fields and frequencies, so that you're stepping out of the, what Dwal Kool called the tyranny of the mind, the repetitive patterns of past reactions. If you've had those experiences in other lifetimes, if you've had, for example, strong Egyptian experiences with sacred geometrics and so on, you have the ability in this life to drop out of what all the influences are that blunt our potential and keep us running through patterns, you have the ability to draw in or channel in a lot of the information that you've gathered from other lives. So call in and let's talk about what you're working on right now. When I say from other lives, it's not just who you were and where you were. It's that the technologies that you embraced in those times to really make a huge difference, you have that in your field. You have that somewhere in your, cells, but I keep thinking it's more like in your spirit flow or so on. I don't know about technically whether it's in the past knowledge. I guess it is in the DNA, isn't it? Yeah. So it's in there. So how do we tap it? We tap it by moving out of the consciousness of the third dimension. We tap it by retuning ourselves. And I was reading another thing in Dwell Cool that we become, everybody has the ability to get strong about who we are and so on. But we also need to go into a deepening place of concern and care for all of life, because the fields and frequencies we radiate out with that egg on are really help amplify our own personal journey and growth. And it's really important for us to drop into these deeper levels and have a chosen higher consciousness feeling that we radiate out into the world. How does that sound? Did that make any sense? It's a very complex kind of journey, but it's worth knowing that when we cultivate meditation and the three things that he likes to talk about too are compassion. This is without fail, like you incorporate this into your way of being, compassion for all, altruistic thought always, 24/7, and transcendent wisdom, which is seeing beyond the, apparently an example is when the Buddha saw someone doing something wrong and didn't smack his hand and say, shame on you. He just loved him and loved him until the being wanted to rise into the nobility of what his teacher was. So that's the compassion, altruistic thought, and wisdom. When we can develop those qualities, then there is so much magic that comes through us instinctively and intuitively. And just in, what was I reading in something else? About your beingness, your very beingness places that higher frequency possibility. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Stephanie.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing okay. I called because I'm feeling really quite lost.
You are? Well, think of this. You're found.
I am.
We found you.
Yeah, okay, good.
You're saved! So what's the lost part?
It's the... I'm tired of the same view. I would like to be doing different, I don't know if it's different work or work other than where I am. I'm just kind of bored with it all. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know. I just don't know anything right now. That
what
would
do
probably
you,
be the way I would put it.
What do you have a block sitting right down just at the, you know where the rib cage, ladies and gentlemen, where everybody's rib cage
yes.
comes to a higher point there, you've got a block, like a little square block sitting in there. And I would say
yep.
that's in the place of the courage, of the inspiration. I like to say courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, and unconditional love. Yours is kind of held in place. And we're going to see if we
and
can move some energy.
Because it's like I have so little passion. It's not just that I don't have passion. It's just I have a real lack of direction or what where to focus my energy. And that's exactly where the block is right at my rib cage.
It's interesting, isn't it? And for people who don't know you, Stephanie is a wonderful healer, does just loving, wonderful work, but has been through a lot of growth over the last few years, haven't you?
Yes.
So
more than
a
lot.
Yeah. And we won't break your whole life into a great saga here, but we'll say that there's something new. It's interesting, Stephanie, because there's something new wanting to emerge, as if you've had to live your life in layers and layers and layers and chapters and chapters, and every one is almost entirely different than the one before. Does that make sense?
And yeah, you've absolutely.
Got absolutely new one coming up, and you're giving birth to a new level of self over the next little while. And I see you turning in direction a wee bit and then being extremely busy, but you're going to be teaching, presenting, writing. You're going to be doing it in all different levels.
It feels like I'm ready to bloom, but I'm stuck at the same time.
Okay, so what I would say to you right now, because we only have a little bit of time, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I would say, do you do like a sound meditation or something?
I do all different kinds, yeah.
What we wanted to say here was that you need to do one that just literally rattles the cage. Our bodies are sort of cages in a way, aren't they?
Yes.
And I want one that really shakes, rattles, and rolls your cage and just really like vibrates your lungs and chest, because
Okay. Gotcha. There's
something locked in your chest, which we talked about, but it's got a correlating place in your brain, in the lobes right in front of, right behind the frontal lobe. There's a section of the brain which moves into the pituitary, pineal, and all the seeing sections. And there's a little block there as well.
Yeah, that would be why I keep having headaches.
Ah, you get headaches. Well, there's a huge
question
in there, honey.
Okay.
How's your physical right now?
It's a little weak. I'm a little tentative, a little afraid the bottom's going to fall out, but I don't really believe it's going to, so...
I think the bottom that's going to fall out is the container in which this level of your life is. In a short while, you're going to burst free, and I think your seeing and knowing, which is already pretty powerful, is going to open up, and you're going to be quite excited about it. And it's going to probably open with a certain amount of discomfort, which I'm not saying we'll have to promote Stephanie has discomfort. But I'm saying if you have some over the next little while, don't panic. I don't see you getting really sick. I see you get disoriented because you can't figure out what's going on. But I think it's the dam breaking.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, and feel fed up, just fed up.
Yeah.
You know, just fed up. I don't know how else to put it, but yeah.
Well, then go out to
a
movie.
That's a good idea.
I would just say, do it differently. Hmm?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But I really want you to make sounds and really rattle up your body.
Okay, will do. I thank you very much.
I want to say it's moving through you, and I have to say goodbye now, but I'm really glad you called because it's a real interesting call. All right. Thank you very much
for your time.
Yeah, you too. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, golly, we're changing and growing, and a lot of people are feeling either stuck or they're moving so fast they can barely touch the ground right now. And what we want to do is we want to focus and visualize where we wish to head. In her case, it would be more like being free of this feeling of, being transcendent, looking to something that's really inspiring, being free of this, is what she called it, being fed up. But because all of a sudden there's going to be a breakthrough for her, but many people are going through really fast changes as well, because we're in the birth canal, ladies and gentlemen, and we have an opportunity to have a spontaneous evolution as a species. We keep hearing about that, and I want to believe in that because we need it. Sunday, August the 15th, I'm going to be in Denver to hear Dwal Kool talking about recession-proofing the mind, but from 12 to 1 on the 15th, they're doing Earth Healing Day. Look it up, www.earthhealingday.com, and encouraging people all over the world, whatever your time zone is, from 12 to 1, to make some conscious meditative sounds, or that was the idea, sounds like Om or a blessing chant or anything, and send it round and round the world and see if we can all together create the wave, a healing wave, the critical mass. So check it out, earthhealingday.com, and it's going to be emanating from Denver, Colorado, from 12 to 1 on Sunday, but the idea is to do it wherever you are, whatever your time zone is, make sound and send it around the world in order to increase the vibration of our reality and increase the healing for this beautiful planet of ours. We can do it. We're an amazing team. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, stay tuned for Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. I'm sorry we started late. Thank you for your calls. And remember, pay attention to your projections and your thoughts and feelings and make choices. Call in the love of the universe. Call in now and send it back out to one another on your Radiance by Design community. Good night. Much love.